Welcome to Town Matters on WWER. Town Matters is here to inform Colonial Beach residents about issues you are concerned with from as close to the source as we can get. If you're on social media, you know that it is full of people talking about issues and events around town. It is rife with opinions about what is wrong with the way things were done, and it is full of misinformation. Like any form of gossip or retelling of stories, sometimes facts get misconstrued or completely changed. Our goal here is to find out the real story of what's going on straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak. And sometimes, to quote the venerable Paul Harvey, to get the rest of the story. Today on Town Matters, Rick Wood speaks with Westmoreland County Administrator Jim Taylor. The conversation covers important issues such as taxes in Colonial Beach, the future of the Colonial Beach EMS building, and the relationship between the town and the county. All on this edition of Town Matters.
Hi, this is Rick Wood. I have the pleasure of being with our, I guess I can't say new administrator for Westmoreland County anymore, Jim Taylor. Thanks for coming aboard.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
So tell us a little bit about your journey to Westmoreland County. How did you get to us?
Sure. So I've been with Westmoreland County since December, so okay. About 7 months, still in my honeymoon period, so to speak. And I worked previously for another local government, Hanover County, which is in the Metro Richmond area, for the last 24 years.
Wow.
So, and I worked in a couple of different capacities there, most recently as Deputy County Administrator.
Mm-hmm.
This is my first opportunity to be the County Administrator, but
got your hand on the helm.
I'm enjoying it. That was kind of one of the reasons that what attracted me to the position was the opportunity to come here as the County Administrator and also to be close to the water. There, Westmoreland County has so much water here, and that's something that my wife and I are thinking about in the future.
What have been the big transitions between being a deputy administrator and being the person that leads the team now?
Yeah, I will say that I've come to have a new appreciation for being in the top position as the County Administrator. There's a lot of pressure. There are a lot of decisions that have to be made by somebody, and sometimes it falls on the county administrator to do so. So it's been a bit eye-opening, but also I've enjoyed the challenge. Also, coming from a larger locality to a smaller one, it's been a bit of an adjustment because there's just not the same resources, not as many people working here. For example, when I went to Hanover County to begin with, I went there as the HR director and then eventually moved into the county administrator's office. Here in Westmoreland County, we don't have an HR director, so that's me. Yeah, so there's been there's been times when I found myself having to cover other aspects of the position. But it's just different, but it's good too. It's very refreshing. I think we're a good sized organization. We're able to do some great things, able to compete now with others in the region, and so really enjoying it.
Well, to let you know, I always like to show up a little early because I get to talk to the people who work for you.
Mm-hmm.
They speak very highly of you. I was impressed, so I'm glad to see that.
Oh, we appreciate it. I don't know who you talk to, but you'll have to tell me later.
The young lady in front, the one who's knocking on your door letting you know I was here.
Right.
So there are a number of items that I'd like to address with you so that you can help explain some of the questions that people have had over the years. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that people mention all the time is, well, in Colonial Beach, they pay double taxes.
Okay. Right.
And yes, you pay two sets of taxes, but you're not paying the amount of taxes. Can you explain that process a little bit, Jim?
Sure. So, and of course, I came from a place that did have a town as well. Here we have two towns. So we have Colonial Beach and we have Montrose. And so residents in the town do have to pay for additional services that they receive. I will say that I feel like the people in the town of Colonial Beach do pay a lot of taxes as I've come to study it and look at it, and so I recognize and appreciate that that they are paying a lot to live there in the town. However, they do get services from both the county and from the town, so it all depends on how you look at it, I guess.
So I guess I'm going to ask you to look at it from your supervisor's point of view.
Right.
Do you feel that there is value for taxes paid in Colonial Beach?
Well, all I can say is it really, really comment on the value that the folks in Colonial Beach pay to their taxes to the county. Mm-hmm. So, and they do receive a lot, even though we have a separate school system, mm-hmm. right? Which I'm, you know, that's been a bit of a learning curve for me as mm-hmm. well, because I'm not used to that. But, you know, the other things, the other aspects of county government that they have the benefit of receiving as well. I think that there's good value for the taxes paid here in the county.
Truly a good political answer. Well done. One of the other concerns that people have is our EMS in Colonial Beach. The volunteer rescue squad has been there forever. I think a century, pretty close, right?
Right.
And the building is in its last legs.
Mm-hmm.
And people are concerned. We want to make sure that we're always going to have a presence of the rescue squad in Colonial Beach. I wanted to get your impression, where are we in the concept of actually having a new building built there, and can we be assured that we're always going to have a building in Colonial Beach to house the rescue squad?
Sure. So, yeah, there's, I think, a few things to maybe comment on there.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, just very excited to work closely with the town of Colonial Beach, not only on this project, mm-hmm. but on a number of things, I think, going forward.
Okay.
And so I think working together, the town of Colonial Beach, Westmoreland County, and the Volunteer Rescue Squad, we can each bring different aspects, you know, different things to the table to work together to make this thing happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the first key.
Okay.
And we'll tell you that the county is working through its strategic plan and also working with our financial advisors in terms of our capital projects. And we have identified a new station in the town of Colonial Beach as an important project that is on the list at this point.
Okay.
Now that has not been finalized
sure.
yet. We expect this fall for there to be recommendations made to the Board of Supervisors, and in the end they will, you know, they'll vote to decide what we do going forward. But I'm optimistic that that working together we can make this a reality. The building, I have had a chance to tour the current building there, mm-hmm. and it's not great.
Right.
And so I will be the first to say that we need to do something better there. I also understand that the current relationship that we have with the paid EMS folks being there at the station has been working pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's been well received in the town, and so something that we definitely want to continue. And then I will just say, you know, to the volunteers, how thankful that I am personally for all that they've given to the community. And so I realize, though, that volunteerism is changing. It's not the same as it was even 20 years ago. You know, when I started in Hanover County, it was predominantly volunteers for fire and EMS.
Mm-hmm.
And so over time, I saw that change. I saw fewer volunteers willing to kind of, you know, come in and give their time and talents. And so the county, you know, kind of gradually had to staff that up. And so realistic too, mm-hmm. to know that that, you know, probably times are changing here too, and that we'll have to plan accordingly for that. But in the meantime, yeah. we value the volunteers. Whenever they're available and they can staff up, we'll gladly you know, take them into the system.
Okay, so let me see, make sure that I'm staying abreast of what we said.
Okay.
Is that presently the county is having its financial advisor take a look at the feasibility of it. I think we're all in agreement that the building that exists has seen its better days. It's something that's certainly on your radar. You've put into the capital improvement plan, correct?
Yes.
At this point, if and when that transition takes place, it will probably be paid folks from the county manning it, correct? With the help of volunteers as they may be available.
That's right. I see the current arrangement continuing.
Yeah.
Where we've got paid and volunteers working together. Side by side.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's one of the things I've seen, Jim, some people who are putting incorrect information out. Right.
Okay.
I saw somebody say that we're not running anything out of that building. That's just sheer nonsense. Right.
Oh, right.
You know, and then there are a couple of other things that don't relate to you, but sometimes it's more important to eliminate the nonsense so that we can move forward to work together. So,
well said.
I'm glad to see that we have someone who is more than happy to work with Colonial Beach. The other items that come to mind are the relationship between the town and the county in years past hasn't always been perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so I noticed that you've done an outreach in order to see that things continue to go on a good basis and even keel. What sorts of things are you doing to outreach to Colonial Beach to let folks know that the county is on their side now?
Okay, sure. Yeah, no, I appreciate that question, and I can't really comment too much about what's happened in the past. I've heard some things, but from my perspective, the town of Colonial Beach is very important to Westmoreland County. And the residents there also deserve just as much time and attention as any other residents in the county. Mm. Since I've started, I've tried to develop a strong working relationship with Natasha, the town manager, and she's been terrific. I will say that everybody has just been so welcoming to me that it's been just, you know, very refreshing, and I've really enjoyed it. I've tried to get to Colonial Beach as much as I can. You know, there was a unveiling this morning for the Main Street designation, and so I was glad to be there to witness and support that. So I would just say, you know, working with the downtown Colonial Beach folks and the Economic Development Committee, and figuring out what more the county can do to support those efforts, because in my mind, when Colonial Beach is successful, then Westmoreland is successful as well.
Would you agree that it's important for a municipality to keep moving forward? That it's almost impossible to go backwards and be successful, right? And so consequently, you always need to add new businesses, new revitalization, new ways of thinking. And what has been your impression of Colonial Beach up to this point in that regard?
Well, I agree with you 100%. I think it's important to move forward, to continue to invest in our businesses, to grow that economic base, and whatever we can do to support that. We hope to be able to hire. We're recruiting for a director of economic development in the county, and so hopefully we'll have someone on board here shortly who really, I think, can help us to develop a strategy moving forward, and also working with the folks in the town of Colonial Beach, working together to kind of augment and support each other, makes perfect sense to me. What was the rest of that question?
Well, just the idea of trying to revitalize a town as opposed to going backwards, and your thoughts upon that, because I'm assuming you've seen that in your previous gigs, really, right?
Sure. Yeah. I think I've seen a lot of growth, and so sometimes, you know, you really want to be careful about managing that growth as well, because you don't want to go too fast. But so, I would say managed growth is the key. In terms of my impressions of Colonial Beach, I see much potential there. I like a lot about what I see, and I think it's a beautiful place. I think the people are terrific. I think as a whole, the county really does need to invest more and to attract more businesses here to grow that tax base, because let's face it, we're relying so much on our residents in terms of the real estate taxes and also personal property taxes. And now we do have some great employers here and some great businesses, but we need more of that in order to probably do some of the things that we want to do.
Yeah, and density for both of us helps, I would think. That obviously, if you don't want to tax your existing residents out of existence, and the cost of everything goes up, right? A gallon of gas is no longer what it was 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. So that income has to come from somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, I don't think either of us are really on board with taxing our existing citizens to death. Mm-hmm. But the alternative is to find new residents and find new sources of income. Is that a fair statement?
That's right. Yeah, and I would say I'm cautious about bringing in too many more residents because that then you have to be able to support them mm-hmm. as well with our services and our infrastructure, mm-hmm. Our schools and all that kind of thing. So I would say residential growth should be managed as well.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I think where we need to focus is more on the business development, the business attraction, business retention, that really, in the long term, that could really benefit us so much.
What would be your vision for the types of businesses that are the low-hanging fruit that we can bring to the county and to the town?
Sure. Well, and, you know, bringing on a new director of economic development, I think that we will go through an exercise to work with the Board of Supervisors to define that strategy. We will determine what our targeted industries are and mm-hmm. then what, if anything, we're willing to do to incentivize those. Just personally speaking, I could see anything related to agriculture as being something that we would probably be attractive to us. Something related to the water or fishing, would kind of make sense. So there's that, but I think we also have to be open to looking at things in a different way and being creative and maybe testing some of the waters in terms of some other industries that we haven't had here in the past. I think up by Colonial Beach and as we get close to the King George Line and mm-hmm. up by Dahlgren, I think, you know, folks have identified that area of the county as being somewhat attractive to businesses, and so again, we will work together to figure all that out.
Economic incentive goes a long way. Just say it.
Right. That's right.
So
it usually doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt. So keep in mind, Colonial Beach would be happy to accept any alms given our way.
Okay. Right? Sure. Okay.
Now we do have some challenges. And by us, I mean Westmoreland County. And it was part of them were addressed at the last Board of Supervisors meeting, where the cost, as we said, of everything is going up, getting rid of biosolids, trying to eliminate as much runoff into the Potomac and so forth. And there was some discussion of trying to create, I'm probably not going to phrase it well, but perhaps you can do better, where a consortium among local counties and municipalities. Mm-hmm. Can you share with us some of that idea?
Of course. So, yeah, the last Board of Supervisors meeting, we had a special meeting called, and I would say regionalism was one of the things that we talked about the most. And so I think there's a number of regional initiatives that we're looking at in terms of getting together with other counties in our area to work through some things to see if there's interest in maybe partnering, on some projects. We already work closely together in the region, but I think this would be something where each county could bring maybe two or three things that are priorities for them that we could discuss and see if there's some traction there that we could, try to work together to move through. You mentioned things like biosolids, and so I think we're continuing to study that. I think we are doing some testing on some of our lands. Of course, this is a state-controlled responsibility at this point. The county doesn't have so much to say and kind of how that works, but we may have some say, and so I think, especially working with other localities in the region, we're interested in learning from them and figuring out where we go with some of these things. We do have challenges here, so mm-hmm. I think every place does,
mm-hmm.
and so we'll just have to figure out which ones are the priorities for us and how we want to address those moving forward.
It does. So let me ask you to look into your crystal ball, if you will. When you've you finished your successful reign as administrator. What is Westmoreland County and consequently Colonial Beach going to look like, say, in 15 years?
So it's hard to predict the future, but I guess if I have some personal and professional goals, first of all, it's to leave the place a little better than I found it.
Okay.
So I think as individuals, we should really be approaching most things in our lives that way, just to try to make things a little bit better than how we found it. I think that would do a lot for the community and for, you know, for the world. I will say, you know, we're working through a strategic plan, and we just did a survey of our residents, and we got some great feedback in terms of what kind of they envision for the future. And so there were a number of things that were addressed in terms of public safety and improving, you know, emergency response times, you know, traffic safety, our public schools in terms of what can be done to support our teachers and our academic programs, also working to get our students better prepared for college and for their careers. It touched on human services, and so, you know, what can we be doing to better support our seniors, also healthcare access. I envision a community where we have a lot more to offer folks in terms of going to the doctor or dentist and not having to travel to other places in order to do that. Of course, we've touched on economic development, and I think you know, attracting new businesses, job creation, retention of young professionals would be something that I would hope that we would focus on. Our cultural and historical assets, and so we're so rich here in history, and so I think taking advantage of that and protecting our assets and promoting tourism, I think, will be very important to us. And then more things for people to do, and so especially our kids, and so you know, growing parks and recreation, to have you know, more hiking trails, more community centers, and also promoting more affordable housing. And this was actually something that was addressed at the special meeting of the board. It's difficult to find you know, a lot of places in the county which are more affordable. We don't have a lot of apartment complexes, and so looking at those and being strategic in how we develop that. And then environmentally, just I think you touched on this, just making sure that we're taking care of our environment, our water quality, wildlife and habitat. And then financial stewardship, just continuing to look at how we can better position the county for the future, making good use of tax dollars, being transparent in how we do things financially here. So I think that the citizens provided some great feedback to us. You know, we asked in the survey, what's the single most important thing that could improve the quality of life here? And I would agree with the things that were mentioned in the survey: better medical care, improved internet options. You know, as I travel around, I hear the people are struggling with their internet for whatever reason. New businesses, as we've touched on, more things for kids to do, fixing the roads, cleaning it up, lower taxes, public safety response, more shopping options, keeping the rivers clean, keeping the farmers, workforce housing, and so that just kind of gives you an idea of where we might be headed in the future.
I'm glad to see that the county and the town share some goals. Parks and recreation, you have to have a nice place for people to live, right? So you need to have nice things. The environment is important, and that's one of the reasons that we were so proactive with the wastewater treatment plant and eradicated 40 years of a failed mission there. What I'm encouraged by is the fact that you're open to having a relationship, being as transparent about things as you can, and encouraging people to work together. So, Jim Taylor, it's been a pleasure meeting you, and I wish you nothing but success, because Westmoreland's success is ours.
Very good. Thanks for the time.
The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership.